a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I upgraded my home on the
weekend.
You
did. So, welcome to Lara.
Well, no,
again.
Well, we're still in Lara. But, bought our first home and settled on Friday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big deal. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is exciting. Well, Carly and I went in once we got the keys on Friday.
Mm.
Went to the real estate agents and they had like a big box of stuff for us. Like, congratulations, with a big bow on it. And
was there a bottle of wine or something in there?
Yeah, there was a bottle of wine. And like,
I got a teddy bear once and I was like,
what?
But that I was renting. Maybe when you buy a home, you buy a home, they upgrade
it's
you to
a
wine.
Thing. Mate, yeah. You're lucky to get a teddy for renting.
I know.
I got spat on once. Mm. That's fine. The box, and it had like, you know, cheese board in there and some cheese knives and stuff. It was really lovely.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I felt like I bought a new car because I've never bought a brand new car before.
Yeah.
And you get the bow on top.
Oh, honey, so you will one day.
The bow on my
you will.
My one house. Day. Carly and I went there first on our own.
Yeah.
And I carried her over the threshold.
Did you really?
I did. Because and it occurred to me that I probably should, like, ages ago, and then I didn't think of it again. And then sort of Wednesday, my mum was like, when you guys go there, you make sure you carry her across.
Oh, so is that like, so when Macedonians go into a new house, there's certain things that you have to do, right? Is that the Aussie version?
I guess. It's less bodily fluid involved, though.
What?
You guys spitting on everything.
Okay.
And twice I've referred to spitting. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Talking. That's all right.
Anyway, so I moved in, carried her over the threshold, and then literally just moved everything over the following sort of 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Indy insisted, as she's 4 years old, insisted on a pink bedroom.
Bless her.
Like, babe, there's no pink bedrooms.
I love that.
Yeah.
Give her one. Did you give her one?
We went to Bunnings and bought the paint.
The focus wall, like the, you know, or the floor.
No, the whole room is pink and it's got white trim. So we left sort of this, the other bits.
Is the roof pink?
No.
No one does the roof. Who cares about the roof?
Ceiling's white.
Yeah, ceiling's hard.
Anyway, so
I'm going to get Indy to ask for a pink ceiling.
No, don't. God, don't. But so we were great. We're very lucky. We've got family to help us move, and sort of my brother pitched in, and brother-in-law, and Carly's cousin and his partner, and all that.
Oh, bless!
So we had a great sort of team across the whole weekend. But sort of painting, I've not painted a house. We've not renovated a house since I was probably 11 or 12 years old. So I've not painted a wall for that long.
And
I was all right. But here's what I'll say. Get yourself a family member who knows what they're doing. And if that's the same family member that you've lived under their roof for the last 2 years and that's how you bought the house, and then they come in and they paint the whole room for you.
Did your mum paint your whole house?
My mum and my stepdad painted the... Because they do it. They're like, okay, and here's where the masking tape goes. And then you get this and you put this in the tray and there's a roller and I'm already done, guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, I was just getting some stuff out of the car. Great work.
So you're out of the house now. When do you cut the cord? When's the womb? When are you finally leaving your mother's bosom?
Mate, we're like 3 streets away. It's never going to happen. And coming from you.
I know. I love my mother's bosom.
Okay, Rock.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Coming to you live from the Wharf Shed, and it's Lingy Shed. Out. Lingy, I've run out of coffee. Can you grab us another one, please, mate?
Does anyone else want a triple shot?
One coffee each.
Seven, eight. Oh, even the children want a triple shot latte. I love everyone's getting involved.
That'll be a fun day at school.
Yeah.
Triple shot of caffeine. Speaking of which, so this weekend I'm off to Ballarat as a family. So Maxie, my eldest boy, he's a goalkeeper in a soccer team that's representing Geelong, which is cool.
That's so
under
11s. Awesome.
They're playing in a tournament there. But I need just a little bit of a checklist from you guys. So I'm going along, going to sit on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ballarat, don't forget. So it's a little chillier than what it is here in Geelong.
Indoor soccer then?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
Tell me what I need to sit there on the sideline and be a full...
Soccer mum.
Footy. Footy mum.
Oh, no, it's not Aussie rules. That's
not
the
footy.
Thing. So it's
no,
soccer.
I know. It's football.
Well, no, so you're getting the sports confused here. So I'm off to a soccer tournament.
Mate, come on now.
You got to do it. If you're going to call it football, you got to do it with the accent.
Yeah. Football.
No, that's not. That's
not even close.
Sorry, I tried.
Okay, what do I need? So I'm just thinking, first of all, I've got my little puffer jacket I'm wearing this morning. That's number one, because okay. Every person
on the
sideline
needs a puffer.
I'm going to
stop you right there. Stop you right there. See, he said little puffer jacket? No. You need the puffer jacket that goes all the way to the floor.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And it could be beige, it can be brown, it can be, yeah.
Oh,
but
you did
something
the
cool.
Now the accent comes out. Sorry, so what about...
Yeah, there you go. There's one over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Full-length puffer.
Fur hood.
Fur hood. Okay, number one. I'll write
fake
that one
fur,
down.
Fake fur, though, Lingy. Keep the real fur at home.
Thank you, Sam from Lara. So what about those pouches that you keep in your pockets for you to warm your hands? You crack them and they're the hand warmer
things.
Yeah, get some of them, man. You'll need them.
Okay, I was thinking gloves. More those ones?
Both.
Are these going to be your driving gloves? Because you don't want the driving gloves. You want the gloves that are actually, like, warm, like woolen gloves.
Do you know what would be cute?
Ski gloves?
Do you know what would be cute? Would be, because you've got headphones on right now, I can see if you've got some of those fluffy ear warmer things, some pink fluffy ear warmers, that would be so cute.
Lingy with muffs.
Great idea. I love the sound of that. Can I ask you two if this is just too daggy and Max will now be embarrassed to have me there? If I get one of, you know, the camping chairs, the comfortable camping sort of chairs.
No, that's okay.
And I sit there with a little, like, crocheted blanket across my knees.
You can only do that if you have the pop-up that's like the toilet that you take camping, and so you can zip it up if it rains.
Yeah, that's what someone was just showing you a photo.
Okay, that's what yes, that's what we want.
All right, so puffer jacket,
ear muffs,
hand warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Lorna Jane leggings.
Yeah.
Permanently have a takeaway coffee in my hand.
Yes.
Next question though. How true is the thing that there's a few of the? Well, I'm gonna be pretty like.
What? What?
The mums.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of something in their coffee.
Oh, sitting there watching the soccer. Yeah. That's how you warm up.
A little bit of gin.
Get some
or a little bit
in
of...
there. Beautiful.
It's going to be Chardonnay.
Straight up
and
Chardonnay.
Don't forget to bring your VIP rope too, because everyone's going to want to come over and...
Get a photo with Lingy. No, it's Ballarat. No one cares.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
one
true.
Cares.
Okay, I'll be set to go. Gumboots?
Yeah, all right.
You are going to absolutely disgrace us this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to be looking so cool.
Geelong is not going to claim you. Don't come back.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom's here, Lingy's here, Loggy's here, and Billy Brownless is here.
Hello. Thank you very much. Welcome, one and all, to the Wolf Shed and good to see you all. G'day, Lindog.
Hello, Billy.
The Ballarat, lucky you.
Yeah.
I'd wear a big K-Rock jacket so people can see you from K-Rock.
Ah, nice.
I'll know
yep.
you. I'll wear the old pop line anyway.
I'll wear the orange beanie.
Yeah, the orange K-Rock? Beanie, yep. That's it. Don't show out. Yeah.
Perfect. What are you doing down here, Bill, at the Wolf Shed?
Well, I normally go for my run and walk in the morning here.
Yeah.
So
you're looking
saw
fit.
The light on. Saw the light on upstairs. What's going on there? So thought I'd pop in. That's all. Yes.
Very nice. Yeah. Hey, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary with your relationship with the lovely Justine. How exciting.
Yes, very much so. Couldn't take that off. No, it's very good.
Did you bring her down the Wolf Shed?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I actually forgot. She reminded me, of course. But no, it's been a year, so that's been interesting times. Because when you are a single person, male or female, it's hard work. Because you do set a table for one that I get told a lot.
Yeah.
So you think about yourself. So, interest. No, but it's been good. So, she's been good for me.
Oh, bless, Bill.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yes.
Good to hear. Hey, yeah. Billy, you've famously done a couple of years of Dry July in a row. You're ramping up for another year of it. Now, I tried to get something off the ground I call Drunktober.
Yes.
Where I raise funds and it just covers my Ubers to get around.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately,
it didn't work. I did give it a crack. I did almost all of October last year without a drink. And I, look, the results varied.
Yeah.
I didn't feel super heaps better health-wise, but I didn't feel any worse. And I did sort of find towards the end of it that I had a bit more energy and I just wasn't waking up feeling quite so shit.
Yes, that's the word.
Why do you keep going back to the well?
Well, that's good. It's a good charity for one at the Andrew Love Centre here, which a lot of people in Geelong would know about. And we raised some good money there. It's just not me. I've got a really good team, and they get behind it, the Geelong Basketball Association. And there's some really good individuals that help out also. So it's the foundation do a great job. So I really enjoy it. But you've got to have a couple of days there. There might be a home game or there might be a wedding or something like that. So you can buy these little pass outs that you you pay and you're allowed to have a drink. So it's a good Geelong thing, actually, what I find it is.
Just so you know, Tommy, you can't buy 31 pass outs.
Yeah. Who says? Who says? It's all for charity, mate. It's all for charity.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah. But you might have a big month, exactly. So you might need a couple of little pass outs. But it goes good. It's good. Good for the town.
It would be hard for you too, because you're not just this magnificent establishment that we're in right now. You do have a couple of other establishments across Geelong. And as you said, when the footy's on, two of those in particular are usually packed with footy fans. Yeah. So you just got to steer away from them through July?
Well, yes and no. It's hard when you own it, because you go down there and have a coffee in the mornings and then you might go back later on and you got to check the menu or have a few beers with the locals or you're in the punters club or the footy tipping and you get a free pot to put on your tips on a Friday. So it makes it hard. It does make it hard. But it's not bad. As you sometimes you wake up on a Sunday or a Saturday and you actually feel good. You go, crikey, there is life without having a few frothies. So,
drink responsibly.
Well, exactly. Exactly, yes.
It's pretty cool for me because I'm sitting in between the two mayors of Geelong, you might say.
And he's the mayor. He won the grand final. He won a premiership.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. Who knows? You're both the mayor of Geelong. Should we, you know, how do we decide? Wrestling match? No. Jelly? What are we...
Jelly. If it was jelly, we'd eat it. Well, he actually won the premiership, of course. Plus, he got the robes. He actually got the official robes and sat in the chair in the robe.
Oh, you've been to one of his famous spa party nights at his house. Yes, I've heard about the silk robes.
I got the robes and the chains and everything for one day.
The chains?
Billy's always the mayor of any big decision, I just defer to Billy on it.
Have you been to his house? Have you been to Lingy's house before, his private residence, because...
Well, the Newtown one? No.
Yes.
Down that way.
Well, there is a couple. There's a couple,
I've been out to the dungeon or the... I don't know which house
because we don't get invited. No.
Bill,
Tom
you've worked in radio for a long, long time and television.
Believe it or not.
Do you... Like, there's a line, isn't there? You don't want to have to invite your co-host to ever socialise at your house.
You know what? And if you get married again, it's an interesting one. Do you invite them to your weddings and things like that? That's when you really know. But you're right. You don't have, like, your good friends and there's good chemistry on air. But then off air, you just get jump in your car and go straight home.
Well, he does. Talk. You know him well, Bill. Just don't talk to me after 9 o'clock. That's his vibe.
That's fair enough. I don't mind that. Because you can't spend all day with him.
No. I do try. No.
We're lucky to spend 2 hours with you, love. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, Billy, you're in for a treat today.
Oh, no. What has it been? 4 minutes? So
I'm so sorry.
Like it. Hey, Billy, we'd be remiss of us not to talk about the Cats. Had the win on the weekend, but before that season felt like it was teetering a little bit on the brink, and, you know, it's been, 7 years since they missed the finals. How are you feeling about the Cats and their chances?
No, I was happy last week. I was surprised, actually. I thought they wouldn't win that because they just haven't got a midfield. And the Western Bulldogs have got a very good midfield, but they just dug deep. They found something last week. It was really good. And to run away towards the end there and have a good win. So I think they're back on track. They obviously needed the bye to get some players back. Even, you know, Reece Stanley and these guys in the ruck, it just would be great to have him back. Not sure about Cam Guthrie. He might be a wildlinger, but you get Danger back in there and you... But it's funny, you watch the old boys play and you go, geez, where are these young blokes? Let's get these young blokes in and play them. Then the young blokes are playing and you go, geez, where are the old blokes? You want those old blokes? You want those old blokes back in here? So, it's hard for coaches and for the club to get that mix right, you know, and we're all impatient and Geelong fans probably don't have to be because we've just
Bill,
won.
Bill, we haven't won a premiership for a long time, though.
Give someone else a go, for God's sake.
And they've been up in the finals all the time. So what the club's done down there since, you know, Linger's days and all that has been unbelievable. So, and we are a bit lucky, I think, down there. But, you know, we seem to want to win it, which, you know, we're fans. We want to win it every year. And guess what? There's other teams that want to win it also. So it is hard. But I think they're back on track now.
The mid-season break. Sorry.
I've never been to a sportsman's night, but yeah. I feel like I'm part of a
sportsman's night. Is this a sportsman's night?
Well, I've got the raffle tickets here, so I'm selling them. We'll have the wheel. We'll spin the wheel very shortly.
Mid-season break's about to happen, which is very important. Lingy and I were chatting about that because it's so hard. Oh, God, it's hard to be a football player.
I
caught a big sea bass. That's when Lingy gets upset. I reeled him in. He's my big sea bass catch. But we were talking about that the other day.
Because footy's so easy on the body.
When you had your mid-season break, what was your vibe? Party or relaxation?
No, a bit different in our day.
Yeah.
Now they probably go and get a they have meditation and massages and things like that. We go straight to Noosa or Gold Coast and get on the terps, really.
Yeah.
And then the last day you might get a bit of sun and go for a run. So, different cultures,
Different cultures, back in
our day to now. But it is tough. Some of those midfielders and, blokes like Zach Tuohy and the older boys do need a break.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. The body, you should see them. They can't walk. Is that right, Lingy? You can't walk for a couple of days and then you try and get up for the game.
But Log just thinks that's all easy.
Yeah.
So easy. See the big sea bass? We'll be eating for a month, Billy.
You wouldn't understand us professional athletes, mate.
No.
All right. Billy, thanks so much for having a chat with us. Thanks for having us down here at the Wharf Shed.
Welcome to the Wharf Shed. Yay. Parties, weddings, anything. Or is it wedding, parties, anything?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955. Or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play. It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Lyrical. Oh, nothing like a live version of Lyrical Headlines.
Gotta love it.
No one
helped Lingy, okay?
Yes.
He's beyond help.
Hang on, who paid for brekkie, all right? Lots of help, please.
You do usually have Bowden here to help you out.
The work experience guy.
Yeah, that's right. But
Loggy got very, very angry when I admitted that Bowden had been helping me.
I don't like cheaters. I mean, that's fair, isn't it?
No, that is fair.
Yeah, good. Anyway, let's play a fun game with rules that everyone follows.
Yes, let's play we got Beck from the newsroom. Are you in the studio or are you in your news booth, Beck?
I'm in the studio with Ben right now.
Okay.
Oh, I think the other mic needs to be on. Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah. All right. Well, we can hear it.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear her. All right.
Okay.
What's the theme for this week there, Beck?
I thought about breakfast, food, things like that, given that it's Lingy Shout today.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Food's
nice.
Good. I like food. And you two are going to let me win because you did this to me, the whole shouting
experience. You did it to yourself.
You don't know us at all. You don't know us at all. People who don't know the game, Beck, you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they are news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If you get half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom, Lingy,
Loggy.
All right.
It's
we're on fire
start
today, guys.
It's Thursday.
Let's do this.
Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You say that we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from.
Lingy. Oh, God, I've gone blank. Oh!
Ooh.
Three, two, one. Oh, no.
That is so much fun.
More lyrics, please,
more
Beck.
More lyrics. Sure. So no common ground to start from and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's?
Of course it is.
I think that went to Tom just on the last second.
It's the Rembrandt's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It's not the Rembrandt's.
It's not. It's Breakfast at Tiffany's and it's...
Oh, because Rembrandt's... I'll be there for you.
Yeah, it's...
four, three...
No, it's Taj Barker.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not. No. It's Tal Backman.
Yeah, is it Tal Backman?
No, she's so hot.
Do you want... what is it?
Deep Blue something, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
They're all the same. They're all the same.
Remember the bell. Yeah. No,
yes,
we know the song.
We know it. We know
the song.
Thanks
all
for
right.
the help, everyone. Really appreciate it.
The Rembrandt.
All right. Good all start right. by all of us. Let's go again, Beck.
Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Moving to the country, gonna eat
Loggy.
Some. Oh, Loggy.
It is the President of the United States of America, peaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
And my people are very excited for me, Tom. Thank you, everybody.
Are peaches okay, being served point. For breakfast?
I'm serving for breakfast.
Oh, that's, all right.
That's what I'm doing. Amazing.
I'm going to try and poach this one. Here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch. Don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. Just eat it. Don't
want to
argue.
Loggy.
Okay. So it is Weird Al Yankovic, and it's Eat It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Well done.
I do it for my people.
Sit down.
You lose
Thank
a point
you.
For showboating.
So that's
all right.
a Loggy win,
that
isn't
is
it?
That is a win for you, yes. Congratulations.
Oh, the people love it.
Should we play one more question? Should we play? We've got one more up our sleeves. Let's yeah. go. Question okay. number four for pride.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Long, long time ago, I can still Lingus. Remember.
Oh. Don McLean, American Pie.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on the board.
Anything pre-1978.
Yeah. I thought someone had to get that song.
So everyone...
Every week. I that love was, this so much.
That was very lackluster and also out of time. So well done, everybody. That is Lyrical Headlines for this week. We'll have a much more restrained version next week on K-Rock 955.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is Lingy's shout, and you have been buying lots and lots of people breakfast and coffees and all sorts this morning. How are you feeling about it?
Well, everybody's so nice and been very thankful and everything like that. So now I feel bad for being a big grouch about the whole thing, so yeah. I'm glad everybody's enjoyed it.
We also work with us every day, so you're not used to that type of vibe.
Yeah, that warmth and care and support.
I don't know if Benny Rogers back pressing the buttons at the station has a drum roll that he has access to, but I have just caught up with the staff here and I've got a bit of a running tally of how much it's cost so far, and keeping in mind, what is it, 8:29, so we've still got half an hour to go before the end of the show. Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do. Come on.
So far, myself, Loggy, and the rest of our wonderful listeners, in terms of breakfast and coffees and drinks and stuff, we have spent $2,000.
No, it's not.
$876.
Amazing.
Well done, guys.
And we love to see it.
Can I get any accountants in the room? Is that tax deductible at all? It's got to be something.
Of course you'd play it that way.
Of course I'd play it that way. Give me something to cheer me up a little bit long after that one.
Oh, my God. Do we have something to cheer you up? This is going to be, I think, a K-Rock first, possibly. Or it's definitely a Tom, Lingy and Loggy first. We have a gender reveal to do. We've got Abby here. Hello, Abby.
Hi.
Now,
hey, Jake.
G'day.
Abby, now, you spoke to us yesterday, I believe, and said, hey, Lingy, don't worry, I'm not going to spend a lot of money because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, well, that was me.
That's you. I
appreciate it. Abby from Herne Hill, if you've ever heard me.
I love the fact that you've come in this morning. You had the brekkie. Are you allowed to have coffee?
I had chai.
Chai, very nice, very nice. But you've said that you're going to do the gender reveal. This is amazing.
I mean, yeah, we weren't. It was always going to be a surprise, but we did get it written down a month ago just in the event we were going to find out if the opportunity arose. And I spoke to Jake after breakfast and I was like, we've got it in the car. Why don't we get these guys to announce it? So I've just tried to like speed text as many of our family as possible. It's just my heart's racing. I'm shaking, but it's the right time.
You're all good with this, Jake?
Yeah,
Yep. Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Gotta happen. So, Abby, how far along are you?
I 6 months yesterday.
Great. Congratulations. Well done, guys. Very excited. And you'll be happy either way.
Well, we already have a girl. She's 2 and a half. She's at home. Not by herself.
No.
With my mother-in-law. So either way, we're going to be happy. That's why we were going to keep it a surprise. But again, opportunity arose.
Yeah. Oh, why not?
Ripper.
All right.
We're kind of thinking that we'll handball it to Lingy. Yeah. So that you can say Cameron Ling is
what
the one.
What a
that,
story, huh?
Yeah, are you happy with
only this? If you're comfortable.
I don't mind. I'm just...
Do you all want to do it together?
It's his shout it out.
Yeah, go
on. Wow, Jake. All right.
Good on you, Jake.
Make sure you don't see anything.
Okay.
Now, do you two want to be actually close together for this? Or
you should have a... Come on, you should probably cuddle on afterwards or something. Okay.
Come over here and have a cuddle.
So this is in an actual Lake Imaging envelope with congratulations written on the front. It's open.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to form part of this.
Okay. Can I just say, I'm so much more invested in this gender reveal than I was in Tim's from Tim and Jess's.
Yeah, that's true, Tim. He's here.
Right down the back.
Okay, so
can
much
I,
more.
Can I pretend to be the birth?
Okay.
Here I am. I'm coming out.
You're popping out
what's the wrong way. What's it going to be?
You're coming out the wrong
way. See, I don't know how it works, Tom. I've been doing
it
wrong.
All right. Abby, Jake.
You
ready? Here we go.
Congratulations. You're having a little baby girl.
Oh!
Welcome to the two girl family.
Oh my god. Awesome. Oh my god. Are you so happy?
I was set it was a boy. I was set. Sorry, I don't even know which one.
Oh, Jake, how are you, Jake?
Yeah, no,
this is my third girl, so I'm over the moon.
So I swear it was going to be a girl.
Yeah.
A boy, sorry. And yeah, wow. I'm not opposed to another girl. I love being a girl mum.
Oh, bless.
Oh, my God.
Well
done.
Jake is so excited. You were just overwhelmed, aren't you, Jake?
Yep. Bless.
Oh, so beautiful.
Great news.
Sorry, I'm in the back of all of your photos. Hang in the corner here. It's like, gender reveal.
Now, the great news is, because Lingy did the gender reveal, he is also available to deliver the baby too, so...
He's been taking a course, and I hear he's quite gentle.
Safest hands on the team.
That is wonderful news, you two.
Thank you guys so much.
Don't pass out on us, Jake.
Yeah, amazing. All right.
You know what? I'll shout you another coffee if you need it. Are you going to pass out?
Oh, brilliant. That's got to be a first.
Congratulations.
Okay, right, 955.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Yeah, at the Wolf Chant. And it's Lingy Shout.
That's what happens when Tom's
Lingy
not here.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
And
yeah,
Loggy
Tom's
has
taken
to take
a big
over.
Old dumper somewhere, I think. He's had his... He, because you've been paying today, of course, Lingy, he's had 7 coffees.
He's sitting down to wee.
He's sitting down to wee. He is! The big sit-down weeer. Here he comes. You don't have a microphone.
Sit down to wee and then all of a sudden, oh, that's gone into 2 territory.
Yes.
See, mine's the other way around. Anyway, we've got Tim and Jess here.
Fancy seeing you lot here. Good morning.
Thanks for breakfast, Lingy.
I need to ask, like, you never get up this early, you two.
Oh,
Never come in this early. So what,
I set my alarm for 6:30 a.m. because I was like, Lingy's shouting. I can't miss this.
This is honestly the biggest coincidence. The fact that you're here and paying. I was just on my way to run a couple of kids' charities that I do.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, I was about to faint, so I came in to get some food. Forgot my wallet. Oh, so silly. Yeah.
Do you know what, Jess? I'm really actually a bit upset with you.
What have I done?
Well, how dare you come in to the radio show looking so beautiful this morning?
All right. She's in your car.
No, I'm engaged to be wed, mate. Relax.
No, but I'm just saying, like... I always say, no, I do breakfast radio, so I don't put in effort, and here she comes. Look at her hairbrush.
I do often joke that Loggy looks like she's come in from Ocean Grove hanging out the side of the car and running her hair through the bushes all the way along the Bellarine Highway. So
you never know quite what I get up to.
Sorry.
Sorry. I've just freaked. Tim, Cameron Ling's just shocked.
You may have heard before we had a gender reveal on the show. I did say that I was more invested in that child than yours, and I apologise, and that was a lie.
I apologise to Tim and Hugo.
His name isn't Hugo.
It's Hugoslavia. Hugoslavia Bolch.
I thought we all did gender reveals in our kitchen in our underwear with no one else around. It's so bizarre. I didn't know you could do it any other way.
Okay, well, now we get an idea of how you did yours.
No idea.
Can I ask you a question, Tim?
Yes.
Why do you always have clam hands?
Okay, well...
this has been lovely.
I think it's all safe to say that Tom makes us all nervous.
Okay. So. Yes, yeah.
He is the big. What? He's the big boss man.
No, I'm not.
And he puts on that. He gives you those eyes every now and then, like you've gone too far.
It's the eyebrow ring.
Yeah, it's the eyebrow ring. It's very beautiful. Sorry, Tom. Sorry, it's great. The eyebrow ring's amazing. Sorry.
All right. Thanks for your contribution, Tim and Jess. Thank we'll you. Catch you from
we'll be
3 o'clock.
Back again, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, this afternoon.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K Rock 955.